8282 Big Ben Boulevard, the Frank C. Thompson House. The Thompson House, now owned by Webster University, was built in 1910 for Frank and Mattie Thompson. James P. Jamison of the Philadelphia architectural firm of Cope and Stewardson designed the classic Tudor Revival house with decorative half timbering, a steeply pitched slate roof, pendants in the points of the gables, and leaded casement windows. Jamison also designed the quadrangle of Washington University for Cope and Stewardson. In 1912, Jamison opened his own practice in St. Louis and continued to design outstanding homes, including the one at 315 West Swan Avenue, until his death in 1941. Frank Thompson owned the Carondelet Foundry, and he and his wife Mattie had no children. They called their home Arbor Lodge because they had beautiful gardens extending all the way to Garden Avenue. The Thompsons were active members of Emmanuel Episcopal Church, and they established a summer camp for children. Mattie died in 1939, and Frank Thompson died in 1941. Thompson left his estate to the Episcopal Church. Arbor Lodge was to be used by the Episcopal Bishop and was not to be sold. Bishop William Scarlett, head of the Episcopal Diocese of Missouri, lived at Arbor Lodge with his wife from 1941 until he retired in 1952. Eleanor Roosevelt spent a weekend at Arbor Lodge with the Scarletts when she came to St. Louis to see the plans for the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial. On March 14, 1949, she wrote about her visit in My Day, her syndicated column that appeared in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. After Bishop Scarlett retired, the Episcopal Diocese used the Thompson House as a retreat. In 1960, Webster College wanted to acquire Thompson House, and since it could not be sold, Bishop George Cadogan traded it to the Catholic Church for a large retreat house in West St. Louis County. Today, Webster University uses it as the music school. Return to Big Ben Boulevard and take Bompart North past the large stone church.